Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/prenatal.
Hey, this is Sam.
Hey, what's up? This is Amy from The Interrupters.
Hey, it's Safer Mustard Plug.
Hi there, you wonderful Scar listeners. I'm Pauline Black.
Hey, this is Roger from Less Than Jake.
Hey, hey, this is Dan Vitale, singer of Bim Scala Bim and Steady Earnest.
Hey, guys, this is Steve from The Resignators.
Hey, this is Dan P. Hey, everybody, can I get an oh yeah?
Oh, oh yeah! Yeah!
Sasha. And hey, this is Graham. We're the Mad Caddies.
And you're listening to
Scar Nation.
One generation from a warrior. One generation from a warrior. One generation from a warrior. That's what we are. One generation from a warrior. That's what we are. One generation from a warrior. For them, but though we're now civilized, our hearts are not far from them. 'Cause we're one generation from a warrior, one generation from a warrior, one generation from a warrior. That's what we are.
One generation from a warrior. Ooh, yeah.
That's what we are. One generation from a warrior. From a warrior, that's what we are.
Generation from a
warrior. Yeah, yeah, that's what we are. Now that we know where our people come from, we found our identity. Our spirit lives on and on.
Shabit got a rubber dub style. And worry about me for no while. Listen to the beat, to the rhyme, to the rhythm. We gon' make you jump, cocker, now you get him. To kick a raga in a natty vibration. We are the children of the next generation. Coming to you with a positive style. All simply, I'm the warrior, but me for no while.
One generation from a warrior. One generation from a warrior. One generation from a warrior. That's what we are.
We are.
They don't mean that is
Chuck Nee. They were from Brisbane. They were around in, I think, kind of the late 90s, early 2000s. And I got a sneaky feeling they may have become a band called God Knows, or vice versa. I'm not too sure. Anyway, that's called Children of the Atom off their Drunkall album from 2013. In fact, if that's the case, God Knows definitely came first before Chuck Nee, and they were a blend of lots of things. So good to hear Chuck Nee. I haven't heard them for a long, long time. Before that, Andrew Namok, or Drews, as he's known in the music industry. One generation from a warrior. Now, Drews is from Torres Strait Islanders. He is a Torres Strait Islander from the Torres Strait Islands. I'm pretty sure he's based in Melbourne right now. I have a bit of a commitment to discovering more First Nations ska reggae bands. I love the description, red dirt reggae. So I will be looking more and more into our brothers of First Nations origins and their take on ska and reggae, because it is so interesting to listen to their variations. Because I would imagine that they would have never heard ska before, and yet they've got this reggae vibe. I mean, we're talking 21st century now, but you talk about bands like No Fixed Address that were doing reggae in the late 70s as a First Nations band, and Yothu Yindi and all these other bands from First Nations heritage have their own take on reggae, and it's not really ska, but the way it's developed, it kind of sounds really, really similar to ska. Anyway, I will keep banging out First Nations bands as much as I can, because, look, The world's number one ska radio show comes to you from Melbourne, Australia, and it is my duty to bring you Australian ska as best I can. You are listening to Ska Nation Radio with Beefy. Like I said, we are the world's number one ska radio show. I will be bringing you the best ska tunes from all over the planet, because that's the way we get to discover new music, by listening to radio. It's still vital in today's age, because nobody else brings you the diversity of music that the Big Beef Man can. We're going to fly through Ska Pod number 2 for this week. A lot of new releases, bit of old school stuff, bit of different stuff, few requests on the way, and some old classics as well. Alrighty, we are going to stick in Australia right now. We're going to go up to Sydney, a band that have kind of been a bit on and off, so to speak, but they are making a commitment to get back on the road, record new music, play some live stuff. They're called Modus Fire. I'm going to play a track off their 2020 album, Hell on Earth. This is My Bed. If only. Modus Fire, folks. Modus Fire from Sydney.
It's crowded here, but I am alone. I need something new. A woman he's got, they've got, she's got too. So give me the moon and all of her beauty. Oh, don't give me that face. It's not you, it's me. I'm stuck in my ways. One of these days I'll make it up to you. Every time I turn around I'll be chased. Headlights coming up the drive. Shadows sneaking through the night. Any minute I'll be making my getaway. Even though I only just arrived, I can't stop running. I can't stop running. I can't stop running. I can't stop running.
Is the Ska Nation radio show with BV committed to First Nations ska and reggae bands? We are also committed to our brothers and sisters across the sea, the pond, the ditch, whatever we call it nowadays, over there in New Zealand. There was Mermaid Bait and the Brass Monkey. Now, I'm not sure whether they're a ska band. They're more marching band-esque, 10 to 12 piece, an eclectic blend that spans across genres, weaving in tales of seafaring adventures, quirky lyrics and songs crafted with and for our friends. The rhythmic pulse of our percussion drives each tune, creating an energetic atmosphere that's hard to resist. I can safely say that is very, very true. I like it. I like it a lot. Their latest single, I believe I'm probably not supposed to be even playing it yet, is coming out in December. It's called Running, but you just heard it first. It's a fast offbeat ska reggae number and the first single released off the new Mermaid Bait and the Brass Monkey EP that will be out late this year, early next year. I'm not 100% sure, but it's good. I like that. Can't wait to hear more of Mermaid Bait and the Brass Monkey. So there you go. My pleasure to play that track. Before that, Modus Fire out of Sydney off their 2020 Hell on Earth album, My Bed. Also a cracker as well. I believe they are coming down to Melbourne early next year, the Modus Fire crew. Alrighty, I think we should do some old school stuff for a bit, shouldn't we? We'll have some fun before we jump in to the new releases. I fancy a bit of Bad Manners, just to make us feel good about ourselves.
One, two, three, kick!
Yeah.
Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/prenatal.
Early holiday savings have arrived at Tanger Outlets. Discover the best gifts from your favorite brands, perfect for everyone on your list. And stack your savings with up to 70% off, plus an extra 15 to 25% off only during Tanger Style. Save at Polo Ralph Lauren, Old Navy Outlet, Under Armour, Skechers, J.Crew Factory, and more. Hurry in. These early holiday deals last through November 24th. Tanger Outlets. More savings, more cheer.
You've got questions? O'Reilly Auto Parts has answers. Need a pro you can trust? We've got that too. No matter what you need, our professional parts people have the training and expertise to help you do things right. Deep automotive knowledge. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It wasn't supposed to finish then, was it? That was Plague of Happiness from Johor Bahru in Malaysia, right there on the Malaysian-Singapore border. Leper Scan off their Massa album from 2019. Leper Scan, Let Go, Massa. Time, that is their third out of their four albums. Those guys formed in 1999. Great to play a bit of Malaysian ska punk there. That was a request from Elliot from the Kitty Hawk. Said, Beef, you got to play this. This is an absolute banger. Leper Scan from Plague of Happiness. I'm going to be checking out a bit more of those guys because, yep, I agree with you. That is a bit of a banger. Very similar to Kitty Hawk's style, that is for sure. Before that, a bit of This is Scar from Bad Manners. All right, let us jump on the new releases right now. 311 have a new album out called Full Bloom. They're just about to hit Australia on the Good Things tour. I think there's been some sideshows announced as well for 311. Keep your fingers crossed. They're not really a ska band, but every now and again they do dive into a bit of ska punk styly stuff. So I am always happy to play a bit of 311. Like I said, this is the title track off their latest album. This is Full Bloom.
Stay young, Rudy, don't give up. juice. Rudy's not a sellout. Rudy hold his own, and Rudy harbors no doubt. Mohawk standing way up high. His style is popping, can't deny. Timeless ideas can't be wrong. And we're still singing the same song. Rudy, Rudy, don't grow up. Rudy, Rudy, just stay young.
From the Calamatics. Now, the album came out literally about 2 days after I went into hospital, so I haven't had opportunity to play it on the show. I did play a couple of their singles early, but that one's called Still Rudy, and if you haven't checked out the Calamatics, it is Tim Armstrong's Hellcat Records. Bit of a project for those guys. The album's really, really cool, actually. It's a bit laid back. Ah, oh, I like it. It's typical Californian style, as is 311, Full Bloom, a bit of Cali reggae there from those guys. Now, please check out the self-titled album from the Calamatics. Came out about a month ago on Hellcat Records, a little 13-tracker. And 311 have a brand new album called Full Bloom. Now, they are coming to Australia. They're playing the Good Things Festival, and they have just announced a headline show for what we would call a sideshow over here. They're playing at 170 Russell in Melbourne on Wednesday, the 4th of December. Now, 311 haven't been in Australia since 1998. That's a bloody long time between drinks for those guys. So check out Full Bloom. And if you're in Melbourne, I think there's some other sideshows as well around the traps, but I haven't quite got that in front of me. The Good Things Facebook page has got so much stuff on it right now because they basically announced an absolute shed load of sideshows across the board. So too many to go through right now. 34 sideshows, in fact, for one festival. So that's pretty huge. Where are we going to go now? Let's go to Germany, because Spicy Roots have a new album out called Tie Me Up. In fact, this album came out a while ago. The latest single off the Tie Me Up album is called Ska Mexicano. I think we played the title track off that album quite a while ago from Spicy Roots. Anyway, Ska Mexicano from Spicy Roots.
Way too overrated. You get it right now. When you're feeling bored and sad, Ska makes a difference. Underestimated.
Solo una vez.
Ska makes it up to you.
Esa misma noche.
And it's gonna be a roaring night. Ska Mexicano.
También lo quieres.
Ska Mexicano.
Solo una vez.
Ska Mexicano.
Esa misma noche, esa misma noche.
Trunk to the right. Ska music doesn't care if it's wrong or if it's right. Ska Mexicano.
También lo quieres.
Ska Mexicano.
Por favor, solo una vez.
Ska Mexicano.
Esa misma noche.
The music will sound all around from Mexico. Los Chiclets. We'll
family reunion. A reunion of the special kind. Ska Mexicano,
también lo quieres.
Ska Mexicano,
por favor, solo una vez.
Ska Mexicano,
esa misma noche.
A reunion of the special kind. Ska Mexicano,
también lo quieres.
Ska Mexicano,
por favor, solo una vez.
Ska Mexicano,
esa misma noche.
Ok. Aquí vamos. Sí.
Robé un beso de tus labios rojos, de esos labios que siempre soñé. Robé un beso de tus labios rojos, te lo robé y me lo tapé. Tus labios rojos, de esos labios con sabor a miel. Robé un beso de tus labios rojos, te lo robé y me lo tatué. Si vieras qué dolor sentía la piel, me arrancaban. Si vieras qué dolor que fue tatuarme ese beso de esos labios, ese beso de esos labios, ese beso de esos labios que siempre yo soñé. Y es que para el amor yo soy un poco torpe, la mala suerte me persigue donde yo busco el amor. Ese vestido rojo, te lo pusiste y me desmayé. Fue un truco que por fin salí conmigo, aceptarás. Un largo tiempo fue para que en mí tú te picarás. ¿Cómo olvidar tu vestido rojo? Me puse mal cuando lo miré. Te sienta bien ese vestido rojo, te lo pusiste y me desmayé. Qué suerte la que yo aquella noche me cargaba. Qué oso invitarte un helado.
Panteón Rococo from Mexico. Brand new from them. Rojo Red. How good is it? How good is that? So good. We love Panteón Rococo on this show, and so we should. They're one of the biggest ska bands on the planet right now. Before that, Spicy Roots from Germany. Ska Mexicano off their Tie Me Up album that came out earlier this year. Linked like anything. And again, how's this? Chile's Camiseta Vendidos, 22 shirts, I guess, or number 22 shirt, I'm not 100% sure, have just teamed up with Panteón Rococo to release this one, Viernes, which is Friday in Spanish. So, a bit of a Panteón Rococo double play here, but the main recorders are Camiseta Vendidos. Viernes, brand new from these guys out of Chile.
que te amaba, era tan temprano y nadie más lo sospechaba. ¿Será que me gusta tanto? ¿Será que te quiero tanto? ¿Será que el destino a mí siempre me está llamando?
Oh, days of our lives, they said, enjoy them while you can. Stealing bikes and skipping school, never squeal, that was the rule. Having fun and act the fool, it's all we ever done. But these memories stay with me, and these long lost dreams that'll never be. It's a struggle but you carry on, even though all will is gone. And if I could, I wouldn't change a thing. I'm gonna live my life no matter what it brings. No more stressing those little things, just positives for me. Summer evenings playing ball, tennis side by the schoolyard wall. Last man back in free for alls, it's all it ever was. Staying out till way past ten, wake up early, do it all again. Hoping summer would never end, it always went too fast. But these memories stay with me, and these long lost dreams that'll never be. It's a struggle but you carry on, even though our will is gone. And if I could, I wouldn't change a thing. I'm gonna live my life no matter what it brings. No more stressing those little things, just positive for me. Days creep by and years have flown. Good friends are past and gone. Late at night I close my eyes, I see their face, I see their smile, and how they lighten up our lives, what they were passing through. But these memories stay with me, and these long lost dreams that'll never be. It's a struggle but you carry on, even though our will is gone. And if I could, I wouldn't change. I'm glad I live my life no matter what it brings. No more stressing those little things, just positive for me.
The Hacklers out of Ireland there, out of Dublin. Don't Look Back. That came out in 2020 off their Another Round album. But they've just released a brand new video for Don't Look Back. It's a bloody good tune. I do like that. They are in the studio recording their third studio album right now. So can't wait to hear for... Can't wait to hear the new album. Bloody really good. They are going to be playing at Scalloween, I think, as well. No, that's in 2025. Gee, I didn't know that. That's they're booking well ahead for that. So that's awesome that the Hacklers no doubt will be getting their album ready for that. Before the Hacklers, what do we hear? Mango Wood out of Madrid in Spain. They've got a brand new album out called The Sound of Now. You just heard the title track off the album, The Sound of Now. And we kick that little triple play off with Camiseta 22, shirt 22, out of Chile. I'm not sure whether they're out of Santiago or somewhere else, but anyway, they've got a brand new single that's just come out called Viernes Friday, but they teamed up with Panteón Rococo from Mexico to create an absolute banger. And if you're going to team up with someone at the minute, you want to team up with Panteón Rococo, probably the biggest ska band on the planet right now. Alrighty, let's bring it on home, shall we? For my first show back for 5-ish weeks. What am I going to play? Let's go back to basics, eh? This is the Specials, a live version of...
Yeah. estruendos y amen.
Scarville, 1967, from the Ethiopians. Before that, Real Big Fish, Take On Me. I was going to sing then. You don't want that, especially at that high pitch. Take On Me kind of came out in 1996, but I don't think it's on any of their albums apart from their greatest hits. It was on the Basketball soundtrack. And The Specials, a live version of Gangsters from 1979. And that's it. My first show back for quite some time. How did I do, people? Yeah, a bit rough around the edges, I reckon. Anyway, I'll get used to it. I'll get back into the groove very, very shortly. I'm so apologetic because I planned so many things to do when I was having my, you know, time off. And did I do any of it? No, I did absolutely nothing. So I do apologize for that. I was going to do new release ska pods. I was going to catch up with some stuff. I was going to do some specials, some interviews, some live stuff. Yep, sorry, nothing. Yeah, but when you're recovering from major surgery, you just want to sit there and do nothing, really. And I successfully did nothing. So I bet you're all glad to hear that. We are back up and running with these shows. We're back up and running with Beefy Ska Club. I think we've got, we just did the Kitty Hawks and Operation Big Jake Bustone last Sunday, which was a lot of fun. Not a lot of people turned up, but the music's the most important thing. I think we've got a reggae and punk night coming up on Melbourne Cup Eve. That is, gee, that's next week. God, it goes quick, these things nowadays. And then we roll into Ska Nation at the end of next month. Please get your tickets. ScarNation.com is your best place to find out tickets and playing times. We've moved it to the Croxton Bandroom in Thornbury in Melbourne. So very accessible. No excuses anymore. Go and support your local live ska scene. Talking about live music, please get along and support your local live bands and local live venues, no matter where you are on the planet. If you know you're going to go to a gig, please buy your tickets as early as you possibly can. Gigs are still getting cancelled due to poor pre-sales of tickets. Venues, promoters, and bands aren't reliant or relying on walk-up tickets anymore, because venues are more than happy to cancel gigs early as possible so they can either rebook or plan for something else or rearrange their staffing accordingly. So gigs are going to get cancelled, unfortunately, if pre-sales don't go to plan. And that doesn't just go for local gigs here. That goes for mainstream touring artists as well. It does cost a lot of money to put gigs on, and if venues can save money, if they think they're going to make a loss or promoters are going to make a loss, they will can them. It is as simple as that. So I urge you to buy your tickets as early as you can if you know you're going to go. It is as simple as that. Folks, please, please, please support the venues. It is a tough, tough time right now. When you do go to gigs, please bring a friend. Make sure they get along and experience live music. Buy some drinks, buy some food, and support these local live music venues. Venues are closing all the time because it is tough out there. Insurances, especially public liability, I don't know what it's like in the UK and the States. I'm assuming it is probably the same. Public liability insurance is going through the roof, and that is killing a lot of venues because they do not want to foot out the extra public liability insurance, unfortunately, to be a live music venue, so that makes it even tougher. We've got a lot of things happening over the next month, and it will all be building to Ska Nation, so I will be featuring the headline acts over the next couple of weeks and all the bands that are playing, so please strap in for that. Ska Pod number 3, the dedicated new release Ska Pod, will be on its way as well. As quickly as I can get in the groove, I will, and devote some time to all these different projects. So, well, just stick with me and they'll come online sooner rather than later. They really will. What else is there? I just got to thank every single person that reached out and said and asked how I was after surgery. And I have been really, really slack in getting back to people. This show was kind of the furthest from my mind, unfortunately, and lots of other things fell by the wayside. So I will do my best to get back in touch with people. In the meantime, please, please, please stay safe, do the right thing, and be excellent to one another. I've been Beefy. This has been Ska Nation Radio for another week. I'll be back, same time, same place, same channel. I've just got one thing left to say. Take it away, Bluey!
Stumbly-tastics. sorry about this, but we're out of petrol.
Hey there, Beefy.
Hey, Rob.
Do you have nothing to do all the time?
Yes, I've got nothing to do all the time, Rob.
Well, guess what? I've found something that you can do with your nothing time.
What's that, Rob?
Listen to a great podcast called 365 Days of Sport.
Right.
It stars you and me.
Oh, wow.
So, other people can listen to it besides the people who are on it.
Yeah.
If you want.
Get it wherever you get your podcast from. We're on Spotify too. 365 Days of Sport. It's the podcast you never knew you wanted to listen to.